Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have not been successful in securing the $5,000 necessary to bail out the two mining experts they hired to make tests in the gold mine to determine its value. This leaves the old fellows only two alternatives, either to raise the money by selling the store or by accepting Squire Skimp's offer. The Squire's plan is that he will raise the money if they will turn the store over to him as collateral. And, of course, he will turn it back to them after the baby's gold mine has been secured and all bills repaid. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Hey, what's that sign you got up out there in front? Big auction today.
Oh, you seen that, huh?
Well, how could I help it? I had to duck to keep from hitting my head on it.
Yeah, well, that's as high as I could reach, Lum. I couldn't find the ladder. I reckon it is sort of low.
Well, what's it for? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's, well, just an idea that me and Cedric studied up this morning to raise some money.
Raise some money?
Why, yeah, you said we ought to do everything we could to get money so that we don't have to sell the store or turn it over to Squire.
Yeah, but this auction sale idea ain't no good.
Hang on.
You better go out and take down that sign.
Well, it's too late now, Lum. Cedric's already out getting folks to come to the auction.
For goodness sakes. Well, why don't you talk things over with me first before you go getting yourself tangled up in stuff like this?
Well, just trying to help what I was doing.
I know you was, Abner, but after you get the folks here, what are you going to auction off? What have we got to sell?
Why, we got lots of stuff around here. There's, our stove back there.
Our stove? You ain't going to sell it.
Why, yeah, and them chairs and the table over in the library and that printing press at Dodge and these left chairs.
Yeah.
Grandpap said he could get quite a bit for some of them things.
Grandpap said he could.
Yeah, he's coming over to be the auctioneer. He says he's an old hand at running auction sales.
Why, he never run an auction sale in his whole life, and he knows it.
Well, he claims he has.
Well, you can't believe nothing he tells you.
Well, he done promised to do it. And he ought to be able to raise some money out of this, Lum. Every little bit helps, you admit that.
Yeah, but it won't help enough in this case, Abner. We got to raise that $5,000 pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because I just seen Squire up the street, and he's had another hearing from that lawyer, Mr. Blair.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Blair says we better hurry up with that money or it'll be too bad for us.
Too bad?
That's what he said. Says them two mining experts that they got in jail is getting awful unhappy, and they say if we don't bail them out pretty quick, why, they're going to get even with us.
Get even? Oh, my goodness.
And you know what that means? Means they'll blab and tell everybody that we hired them to go into the mine, and, well, it just means a penitentiary for us, that's all.
Well, Lum, I still don't see how they figure they can get us thrown in the penitentiary. We weren't the ones that was caught sneaking into that gold mine to make them tests.
No, no, but we was the ones that hired the experts to do it.
Yeah.
So that makes us as guilty as them, according to Mr. Blair. He ought to know. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, but it was Mr. Blair's idea to hire them fellers, not ours.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're hiring Mr. Blair, so it looks like they got us every which way we look at it.
Yeah, I reckon so. I still don't see through it, though. Appeared awful peculiar to me, I'll say that. Oh, what do you think we ought to do then, Lum? Just raise a $5,000 bail by selling a whole store?
Well, I just hate to do that, Abner. Because if we lose the store and then lose the case, well, we wouldn't get the baby's mind back for him. We never would get paid back.
No.
And we wouldn't have no way of supporting the baby, neither.
No, that's right. Well, I reckon then the best thing for us to do is just take Squire's offer. He said that he wouldn't actually be selling the store to him, that we'd keep on running it, and it'd be in his name all it would be, but we'd still have it.
Yeah, I know. He said he'd just use it for collateral.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. That's what he said.
Yeah, he'd raise all the money for us. He's aiming on making a borrow at the bank, I think.
Yeah, that's what he said, and then going to put the store up. That's what he said.
Yeah, of course, he'd turn the store back to us after we win the trial. But I don't know. I sort of hate to do that, too.
Yeah, me too. I hate to see it go in Squire's name.
I believe I'll go over and have a talk with Dick Huddleston. See if he knows any way to get hold of some money in a hurry.
Hi, Doggy, that's a good idea. Yes, sir, Dick might know something wrong. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll run over right now. And
yeah.
In the meantime, you just forget about this auction sale idea of yours.
Uh-huh.
No use monkeying around with that. I'll see you later. Go ahead and answer the phone.
Yeah, all right. I'll get it. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, well, he ain't got here yet, Charity. No, Mom. Do what? Yeah, well, I'll tell him when he... Wait a minute. I believe I see him coming up here now. Hey, do you want to talk to him? Oh, all right. What else? Yes, Mom. Oh, no, I won't forget it. All right, Charity. Goodbye.
Well, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpa.
What am I offered? Make me offer something.
Grandpa, your woman Charity just called, and she wants you to bring home 2 bars of soap and a spool of white thread number 50, I believe she said.
Oh, well, all right. Well, come on, let's get on with the auction. What am I bid? What do you offer? Going to seem awful good to get back in the old harness again.
Grandpap, I hate to tell you, but it sort of looks like there ain't going to be no auction.
Ain't going to be no auction?
No, Lom says we can't raise no money that way, or leastways not enough to do any good, he says.
Sassy Frass. What does Lom know about auctions?
Well, that's what he's saying.
I'll raise you $2 million here.
$2 million?
Yes, sir. I recollect one time I was running an auction sale down in Hatfield. Taking in so much money, I didn't have no place to put all of it. Had to start auctioning off the money so I'd have a place to stand, even.
Oh, I don't believe that, Granddad.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I can prove it. Well, come on. Let's get the auction started.
Well, do you think we ought to, showing up?
Well, of course we ought to. That's what I come over here for.
Well, let's try and get it over with before Lom comes back here. I'd just love to take in a big pile of money and surprise him with it.
Well, we'll surprise him all right.
Oh, he'll be tickled to death.
All right, folks, what am I bid for?
Wait a minute, Grandpap. We ain't got nobody here to buy this stuff yet.
Oh, that's right, ain't it?
Oh, no.
Well, where are they at?
Well, I don't know. I figured by this time we'd have
What kind of auction sale do you call this? No people. In all the years I've been auctioneering, I ain't never run one where they ain't
well,
no people
wait a minute.
You gotta have them.
Grandpap, there comes Cedric. He went out to get some folks. Doggy, he's got somebody with him right now. No, that's Mousy Gray. That's who that is.
Yeah, that's Mousy.
Yeah.
Wonderful world. Well, I got one feller.
One? Is that all you can get, Cedric?
Everybody else said they's too busy.
Too busy to come to the sale?
Yes, Mama. Mousy said he'd be glad to come in and bid and everything, didn't you, Mousy?
Yes, sir. You know, I just love the gay-spirited bidding of an auction.
Well, come on, let's get started then. Boy, this is going to be funny.
Now, wait a minute. We got to have more than just you two fellers. We're trying to raise money here.
Well, we got money, ain't we, Mousy?
Yes, sir, we've got money.
Well, shall I start then, Abner?
Well, I reckon so. Might as well take in as much as we can. Every little bit helps, I reckon.
Well, all right. Here we go. What's first, Abner? What are we going to sell first? The stove?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon so. Yeah, sell the stove.
Yeah, here we are, folks. I generally always make a speech before I start selling stuff, but you all know what's here.
Yeah.
Took it over good.
Yeah.
Now, here's a dandy good stove. You've sat around it for the last 3 or 4 winters. I know you know it. It's good condition. What am I bid?
$0.10.
11 cents.
12 cents.
Well, now, here, just a minute, you fellas. You got to bid a lot higher than that. We won't never take in no money this way.
Oh, supposed to bid a lot higher, huh?
Why, sure. We got to raise money.
Okay. Start over, Mr. Grandpap.
Yeah, all right. Now, here we are, folks. A beautiful stove. What am I bid?
$200.
$300.
$970.
$2,000.
$50,000.
$50,000?
Sold Abner Peabody for $50,000.
To me? Here, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I weren't bidding.
Now, you said $50,000. I heard you.
Well, so did Cedric.
And you're the only one I heard.
Huh?
He's got to learn to talk louder. All right, next article.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Grandpap, I don't want to buy my own stove.
Well, you oughtn't to bid on it, then. Next article.
Now, Grandpap, this is silly. Even if I did want to buy it from myself, I couldn't pay that for it. Fact said, I couldn't pay nothing. I ain't got no money.
Well, make whatever arrangements you can with yourself.
I ain't supposed to do the collecting. I'm just the auctioneer. All right, next article. Yeah, this fine rocking chair, all wired together, sturdy as oak. What am I offered?
$2,000.
$60,000.
$79,000.
Boy, this is fun. $99,000.
Sold Cedric Lee Hunt for $99,000.
Now, just a minute here. This thing has went far enough. Cedric, how much money have you got?
Mom?
I say, how much money have you got?
Oh, 35 cents.
That's just about what I said.
Take your rocking chair, Cedric. It's yours now.
Yes, Mom. Now, what are we going to bid on next, Mr.
Well, here, wait a minute, Cedric. You can't bid no more. You got to have a heap more money than 35 cents to bid at an auction sale.
Well, I got more than that now.
Huh?
Got 35 cents in cash and a $99,000 rocking chair. That ought to be worth something, oughtn't it?
Huh? Dog, is that right, ain't it? Well, wait a minute, though. There's something wrong here. You come in here with just 35 cents
Abner.
And... Uh-oh, there's Lombeck.
Abner, I just got some more bad news.
From Dick Huddleston?
No, he was out. But I seen Squire again, and he just had another special deliver from Mr. Blair, and he's sending a feller down here to get the baby.
Get the baby?
Yes, sir. They found some woman that used to work for the baby's mama, and so they want her to identify him and some other stuff.
Well, will they bring him back?
I don't know. And here's something else. They're giving us just till 10 o'clock tomorrow night to raise that bail money. If we ain't got it by then, that's the end of us.
Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow night, huh? What time, 9?
10.
15?
100.
200?
600.
Sold to Cedric Lee Hunt for 600.
Well, good for me. What'd I buy this time?
I don't know, Cedric, but according to the prices I've been getting today, anything you get for $600 is a bargain.